Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up? Holla! What is up, champion? It's Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet Earth. It's great to be here, June 4th, 2018. Let's get right into it. I can't even tell you how horrible of a start to my week it's already been. Hey, wait a minute. This was supposed to be a motivational show. It is. It is. Let me tell you. It's the worst start of my week in a long time. Can I explain, though? Can you give me just a few minutes to set this story up? And I promise you, you're going to be inspired, empowered, and motivated to go run through a wall. All right. We'll see. We'll see. Here we go. We have been planning for the past 3 weeks to have our bathroom remodeled. Yay! Now, this is the greatest economy since I've been alive. I've never seen the U.S. economy humming this good. And if you choose to participate, you're going to be very wealthy. If you choose not to participate, then that's fine. That's fine. Hey, your choice. But let me just explain this, okay? You are a product right now, where you are right now, where you're sitting in life right now, you are a product of the best decisions that you have ever made in your life. Right now, where you are right now. So choose to participate or not. And contractors, let me tell you, I mean, you can't even get one to come and bid a job at your house, let alone come do it, okay? So we got a guy. And this guy did a little bit of work for us over the holidays, over Christmas. Wasn't, you know, I should have known. I just should have. Hey, look, all 100% my fault. Wasn't great. It was okay. Wasn't great. It's experience. The work was done right, but I hemmed and hawed, a couple excuses. The job took way longer than it should have, blah, 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 blah. So we moved everything out of the bathroom this morning, and we're ready to go. My wife's excited. I'm excited. Everybody, kids aren't excited because they didn't have a bathroom for a week. But anyway, he calls at 7:45 this morning. Hey, we're trying to figure out this insurance thing. I'm like, what insurance thing? Yeah, we don't have insurance. And I'm like, what? What contractor doesn't have it? Oh, it's not me, man. It's the other guy. He owns the company, and he let it run out or didn't know it was going to run out. I wasn't even once he said anything other than if I was expecting when he called to pick up the phone and say, hey, man, what do you need? How do you take your coffee, black or cream and sugar? When you come on over, I'll have it ready. I mean, that's the only thing I was thinking of talking about. And instead it's we don't have insurance, so we can't start your job. So I've got company coming in a couple of weeks to celebrate my 50th. Got family I haven't seen in forever. Everybody's going to converge on the Crowley compound here in Ohio. And we got one full bath. If you know anything, if you want to see a picture of my home, just go on Instagram, at Every Day is Saturday. Look at, oh God, what was last Thursday? Was it May 31st, somewhere in there? May 30th. My kids, last day of school, we have our, we had probably 18 teenage girls at our home for the last day of school, swimming in the pool. And I took an overview, just a photo of my backyard where the pool is. That's where I live. We downsized to probably 40% of the living space we used to have. Got a huge acre of land and an in-ground pool, which I've never had in my life. I think I've shared this story. But here's the thing. I want my kids outside. I don't want this man cave. I don't want all these nooks and crannies in my home. My kids can hide, get on Instagram, and sit around and stare at their phones all day. I want them outside, you know, enjoying the weather. So that's why when you look at the picture on Instagram, if you check it out at Every Day of Saturday on Instagram, you'll see at the end of May, I took a photo of this pool party, and that's our backyard. That's where we live in the summertime. So that is what our whole life is designed around, you know? So these contractors were supposed to come and start today on the bathroom, and he doesn't have insurance. And I'm like, dude, I go, not having insurance for a contractor is equivalent to not having gasoline in your car, just for a regular person. I mean, it's not even an option. You just get it. You don't say, Yeah, would love to do that job, but I don't have a hammer. I mean, you're a contractor. So I was, of course, just like, and I told him, I said, man, this is like I'm talking to a 17-year-old that works at Arby's, okay? What are you doing in business is basically how I tried to frame it, because I was trying to help him out. The one guy I know is not really to blame. That's the other guy, and I'm not going to use names. I'm not even here to embarrass anybody. It doesn't even matter what the names are. Here's the deal. They are where they are right now as a result of their best decisions that they've made in life. Our economy is bursting. Whatever it is you want to do, you can do it, but you got to get off your ass and do it, and you can't be a chump, man. You can't be out there half-assing this thing. You can't say, hey, I want to be a Major League Baseball player and never pick up a bat. You can't say, oh, I want to play quarterback and never throw a football. You can't say, oh, I want to cut hair and, you know, you got five thumbs on. It feels like you can't even hold a pair of scissors in your hand. I mean, you can't do – I mean, come on. Why are you making life and business so difficult? Do what it is you want to do. Have a passion for what it is you want to do. And then go do it. Those three things. Just think about what it is that you love to do and go do it. But you got to have that last thing, the P word, man. You got to have a passion for it, because this guy, I can tell you, promise you, does not have a passion. And so he bid our job a month ago, sent me a proposal. We agreed on it. Everything was ready to go. And 40 minutes before he's supposed to show up in my house and start the demo of a bathroom, he calls and says he doesn't have, wait for it, insurance. Are you kidding me? It's like saying, yeah, I'm a painter, but I don't have any brushes. But, hey, I'd love to paint. Oh, come on. I see this every day. Here's the funny thing. I see this every day. Every day. Hey, Sam, I want to get started. I want to coach with you, and I want to be a speaker. Okay, great. Let's get going. Make the first payment. Here's the best part. Those of you that are in the coaching consulting world, you know this is the greatest when you get this, okay? Listen, Sam, I want to make a deal, which is always a hilarious way, as if I don't value my services. And no different than going up to a contractor who's actually legit and saying, hey, come and put an addition on my home, and here's the deal I want to make with you, okay? Hey, Sam, I want to make a deal with you. You coach me, okay, for free, and then once I become successful, I will not only pay you, but I will be your greatest testimonial ever, and I'll give you a video testimonial, a written one. You can use my photo and all your promos. Did you see anything wrong with that? Now, this has been going on for 13 years, and any coach, any consultant will tell you they've gotten this proposal at least once a month, at least, sometimes once a day, depending how busy you are. Here's the problem with that. They're broke, and they're broke because why? They're broke because they've never taken action. They've never actually followed through on anything. But, oh, the minute you give them something free, which, by the way, don't ever give anything away for free that is incredibly valuable, because you know why? The person receiving that has already programmed in their mind that once it's free, there's no value to it. It could be worth thousands of dollars, but because you gave it away free, that has no perceived value to it. So when people offer you this big deal, hey, I want to barter with you. You give me this for free now. It's like, I'd gladly pay you for a hamburger on Tuesday if you give me the burger on Sunday. I'm like, no. How about this? How about you pay what it's worth? You get off your rusty duff and do the work, and then you will still provide a video testimonial for how great the coaching was. But everybody, see, people are conditioned their whole life to go through life looking for a deal, asking for a deal, giving their sob story about why they are where they are, instead of saying, hey, it's not my fault that I was born poor, but it is my fault if I die poor. Nobody takes that mentality, but I tell you, the ones that do, those are the best clients. You got to go find yourself a bunch of those. Don't find contractors that don't have insurance. I didn't know the guy didn't have insurance. Had I known he didn't have insurance, he wasn't even the cheapest. It's not like I went with the cheapest guy. I just had a soft spot in my heart. They did a little bit of work for me over the holidays, and I said, we'll bring you back, man. Throw you a bone. Here you go. Put some money in your pocket and have fun. I thought we agreed on this. I had no idea that insurance was even going to become an issue. So that's how the Monday started off. The bathroom, I don't even know if it's getting remodeled this month, because now we got to go back and go contact contractors and find some that are already booked for the whole summer. And look, first world problems, right? You don't care about my bathroom not being remodeled. Hell, I don't even care about my bathroom being remodeled. Here's what I care about. So many people walking around like zombies wondering why life is not being fair to them, wondering why they don't have what somebody else has, wondering why they always get all the bad breaks and nothing good ever happens for me. Come on, man. Get going. Something good will happen for you when you get going. Something good will happen to you as a contractor if you get insurance. And let me tell you something, people out there, if you're looking for something for free, you will get exactly the value of that service. Stop going around with your hand out looking for stuff for free. Get out there. Hey, you want something? Like I talked about Zach Crawford last week from 4 years ago. Get out there. How about you offer your services for free to anybody that will accept them so you can start building your own file of testimonials and clients. Then when you get enough of those, people will gladly pay you based on the work and the word of mouth that you've generated. It's real simple, guys. For example, on the internet, we're in the middle of an internet boom. I mean, boom. You want to get on YouTube and be a star? Giddy up. You want to get on Instagram? Load up the hashtags. Get your message out there. You want to start drop shipping eBay and Amazon? Good Lord, there's enough for a million more people out there to be millionaires. But you know what there isn't any room for? Another person sitting on their ass wondering why they got all the bad breaks in life. You know, you really want to know? Go talk to someone who's got 90 days to live. Go talk to someone who's a stage 4 cancer survivor. I mean, you sitting around, and I don't mean you listening to this. I'm just talking in general terms, but man, I get fired up. And maybe it is you that needs this kick in the pants. I know this was me at one point. I used to sit around wondering why everybody else got all the breaks. I used to sit around, why did he get a speaking gig? You know why he got a speaking gig? Because he went out and spoke 75 times for free and never asked for money. And all they asked was, hey, do you know anyone that could, anyone else's stage I can speak on? Do you know any libraries, rotary clubs, Kiwanis clubs, organizations, regional, national, otherwise, where I can just go and speak and get better and share my message with people who will appreciate it? That's the person who is going to realize success. The people that aren't going to realize success are the ones that sit around thinking, ah, my insurance canceled. I don't know how it happened. Oh, I know how it happened. It's real simple. You don't pay it. You want to know how to get insurance canceled? There's probably one easy way, and that is not to pay it. Okay? And that's what happened in this situation. That's why he doesn't have the thousands of dollars that's going to be coming in only in the next week. We're only talking about a week to 10 days. Could have made whatever, however many thousands of dollars that they would have profited from it, and we would have had a bathroom. But I'll get the bathroom. They're not going to get another job. And here's the thing, man. If you want to be successful, you must never, ever ask for your problems to get smaller. You must ask for you to grow larger than your problems. And you will never live in a perpetual state of Monday. That felt good to get off my chest. I hope it felt good to listen to. I really do. By the way, if you do want to work together, send me an email. Sam@everydayisSaturday.com. Put coaching in the subject line. Let me know a little bit about yourself. Let me know. There is an investment. Yes, there absolutely is an investment. Not only are you going to work with me one-on-one, you're going to get access to my entire team. We're going to build out your online movement. It's going to be completely done for you. All you got to do is show up on the coaching calls with me. How much fun is that going to be? I don't know why I'm making a siren noise, but it just felt like the right thing to do. Send me an email, sam@everydayisSaturday.com. Put coaching in the subject line, and let's build your online movement. And have the best bathroom. I mean, and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.